Chapter 16. Alex? The name escaped Jason's mouth before he had time to think. Eve had mentioned someone named Alex, but Jason had no idea it was this Alex. The slightly lopsided nose, the frizzy hair, the eyebrows that almost came together in the middle. Even through the helmet, Alex Buffoni's features stood out. The last time Jason had seen him was 2 weeks ago in school. Alex had been his typical weird self that day, making squeaky noises in the back of class, trying to convince everyone there was a mouse running loose. Now look at him, thought Jason. He had probably gone chasing after his lost pet, too, and suffered the consequences. Jason stooped down. He shook Alex's shoulders. Alex! It's me, Jason! Alex! Two sentences popped into Jason's head. Something the plutonium boss had said. I need tough species. Ones that I can mutate into new forms that serve my needs. The last time I tried that on a human, he fell apart. With horror, it dawned on Jason that Alex might have been that human. Rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr this. What, Alex? What did you say? Alex's eyes flickered open, shut, then open. He fixed a steady gaze at Jason. I said, Ramth, he replied, stone-faced. What's the matter? Don't you say Ramth when you wake up after being knocked unconscious? Jason let out a howl of joy. It was Alex, all right, unmutated with that same sick sense of humor. Ugh, Alex moaned, sitting up. I dreamed that I had left this place. Or maybe that it was reality, and that this is a dream. And if it is, what are you doing cluttering up my dream? This isn't a dream, Alex, Jason said. We're in some bizarre underworld created by the plutonium boss. Alex slapped his helmet. Oh, right, of course. I'm looking for my pet lizard, while he's plotting to turn the Earth into a big charcoal briquette. You remember? Now I know I'm dreaming, Alex sank to the ground again. Wake me up when it's over. Jason pulled him to his feet. You have to come with me, Alex. We both got this far. Together we can beat the plutonium boss. Where's, what's-her-name? Alex asked. The girl with the great car who dumped me. Eve dumped you? Jason said. He couldn't believe it. Sort of, yeah. I fell in this hole, and she came at me with a gun. Scared me to death. Then she said she's from another planet, told me this wacko story about the plutonium boss, which I didn't believe, but I thought, hey, if I play along with it, she might let me ride in the car. Then we went through some long tunnel, which I thought was never going to end. I got really nervous. As soon as we got through, she insisted I get out and go through some door. No way, Jose, I thought. I got out and ran away. Next thing I knew, I was taken away by some big metal bird, and then... His voice trailed off. Then what? Jason asked. Alex shrugged. I don't remember. It's all a blur until I woke up and saw you. Well, the important thing is that you're alive, Jason said. Now let's go try and find Eve. She's in trouble. He turned to run, but Alex pulled him back. What, are you crazy? What did she do to help me? Hey, I don't know about you, but I want to get out of here. I just got this new video game at my home, and I'm finally... Jason cut him off. This is more important than video games, Alex. If we don't get this plutonium boss, you'll never need to worry about video games again. There won't be a world left to play them in. Now come on! Grumbling, Alex followed him. Together they went to Sophia the Third and climbed in. They found level 5. While Jason slew the underboss there, a lobster, Alex hid in a corner. At level 6, Alex finally began to pull himself together and help Jason destroy that underboss. Driving through the tunnel to level 7, Jason could barely control his excitement. Butterflies crashed around in his stomach, his fingers tingled with anticipation. One more underboss, then they would come face to face with the most dreaded enemy the world had ever known. Just hours ago, it seemed impossible, but it was going to happen. Jason knew it. Are we there yet? Alex whined. As Sophia the Third approached the end of the tunnel, Jason gave him a sidelong glance. You know, Buffoni, you can really spoil a moment. Hey, ease up. I was just kid... The word caught in Alex's throat. Sophia the Third had just shot out the tunnel and into level 7, and it was unlike anything they had seen. This was no shiny metal sewer, no mud-clotted cavern. This was if they had taken a sudden detour to the North Pole, a frigid coating of white covered every inch. Icicles hung from the ledges that protruded from the walls of solid ice. On each ledge, each pathway, there was a crusty covering of snow. Wow, Alex said, looking around with wonder. There's only one thing missing is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There were some armadillo-like robots crawling around, which Jason recognized from other levels. Even though they could pelt Sophia the Third with ammunition, Jason considered them easy pickings. With Alex's help, he blew them away. In front of them, a long, white road stretched out. Alex sat back in his seat. Wake me up when we get to the end of this road. Before he could close his eyes, Jason brought the vehicle to a screeching, skidding halt. Alex bolted upright in his seat. In front of them, like a winter sprite emerging from a blizzard, Eve was running toward them. She was waving energetically, and through her helmet, Jason could see a smile of relief on her face. "She's all right," Jason said, not quite believing it. Then, as she got closer, he shouted with happiness, "She's all right!" He looked over at Alex, expecting to share a scream of triumph and a smile of recognition. Something. But Alex's eyes were fixed grimly forward, and his finger was on the gun button. Jason panicked. "Are you crazy?" Alex didn't answer. He seemed to be taking aim. "This is a joke, right?" Jason said. "Look, I knew you were a little ticked off at her, but this really isn't funny." Jason reached over to push Alex's hand away, but it wasn't a joke, and Alex was quick and determined. With a firm press of the button, he sent a line of gunfire straight toward Eve. And now a game hint from your friends at Geekade.com. You must defeat each underboss in order to advance. Thank you so much for pointing out that you must defeat the boss to move on to the next level. Killer. Just killer.